to a Hope 103.2 podcast.
Good morning. This week we're reading from the book of Hebrews in the Bible all week as we start our day the best way possible by listening to God and what he has to say to us. And this week's readings are so beautifully focused on God's grace towards us and his love for us expressed in Jesus Christ. You know, he talks about the old covenant or the old agreement, the way that Moses' law said we could experience God's blessing, and that is by keeping the law, and the new agreement, which is simply, trust me, have faith in what I have done for you when Jesus died on the cross, and I'll forgive you and pour out my grace on your life, and I'll start repairing the brokenness that is in your life. Well, the writer of Hebrews goes on in chapter 7, and he talks about why Jesus is able to do that for us. Listen to what he says, starting in verse 23 and going to verse 25. He says, the former priests, talking about that old agreement, the Old Testament system, where the people tried to keep the law and they offered their sacrifices to God, and there was a bunch of priests who helped them do that. He says, the former priests, those in the Old Testament, were many in number. Why? Because they were prevented by death from continuing in office. Of course, people die and someone else has to be the priest. But Jesus holds his priesthood permanently because he continues forever. Consequently, he is able to save to the uttermost those who draw near to God through him, since he always lives to make intercession for them. Well, that priest would take the offering a person brought and would offer it up before God to ask for forgiveness and cleansing for that person in the Old Testament. And when they sinned again, they'd have to bring another offering and the priest would offer it up again. But the writer of Hebrews is telling us it's totally different with Jesus Christ. Number one, he is the offering. He died on the cross for us, and he's the priest who brings that offering to God the Father. So he is able to save completely, to the uttermost, those who draw near to God through him. That is, those who say, I can't be good enough for God, but I know Jesus was, and he took my place. He took my punishment. He took my penalty. He took my guilt itself when he died on the cross, so that when God the Father looks at me now, he sees me as not guilty, nothing in the way of a relationship between me and him. He, Jesus, is able to save us to the uttermost because he always lives to make intercession for us. He doesn't die and someone else come on the scene that we have to deal with. He never dies. He always lives to apply his sacrifice to our lives. And God the Father always looks at us through the offering of Jesus Christ, through what he did for us, and just sees his dearly loved children who've been brought into his family by adoption because we've been forgiven. There's nothing to make a barrier between us and God anymore. That's something to get pretty excited about. As you start this day, start it with the confidence you can have an amazing relationship with God, because all the junk that kept you away from God and kept God from wanting a relationship with you, all that junk has been taken away, removed by Jesus Christ. And so you can go into this day, whatever you're facing today, whoever you have to deal with, whatever stressful situations you find yourself in, whatever circumstances are troubling you, you can go into the middle of all of those with God on your side because of what Jesus has done for you. I'm John North.
Hope 103.2. Thanks for listening.